Hello there.
Hi, where are you, in fact, at this stage?
I don't really know. This is the question we're all asking ourselves.
It's like that, is it?
No, we're about 10 miles outside of Milton Keynes.
Great stuff. Now, look, I was going to play some record, some music from this brand new record you've put out. It's called Wide Awake in America. Tell us a little about this, because it's almost like tracks left over, isn't it?
Well, in fact, yeah, these are outtakes, and it is only an American release. It basically does the same thing as the Unforgettable Fire double pack that we released in the UK and Ireland and Europe, except it has one track on it called Bad, a live version of that. That's the only difference. I really would, at this stage, encourage people not to buy it, because it is an import, and if they want to get their tape recorders ready, they could tape it off you, I'm sure.
I hope the record company are listening to you saying all this, but yeah.
Well, I don't care too much about them, but I do care about the fact that, you know, that these imports do cost too much money, and the type of fans you two attract are the type of people that, I think they just spend too much on the band, I think, sometimes, and they buy everything that we put out, and I love them for that, but I'm just concerned that they don't get ripped off.
Well, I'm sure people can understand your concern about that. I mean, you talk about the fans, though. You've been playing to thousands, I mean, probably hundreds of thousands of people, I suppose, to America over these last few months. How's that been going over there?
Well, I'm glad to be back, actually.
It's a bit of a relief, is it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's back to the real world. America's a very unreal place, and I'm completely obsessed by it. And I love to play there. And we played all over the United States for 3 months. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people we played to, but lots and lots.
What about how many hundreds of thousands of people you're going to be talking to? Well, thousands of people anyway. You're going out to today at Milton Keynes. How many people are expected there, do you know?
I think there's, it's sold out in about 4 days.
Yeah.
And I think that's 45,000 people.
Goodness me. Now, I don't think you ever wanted to be that sort of a band. Did you an arena band?
No, I don't think we are an arena band. You're right about, you know, playing to these crowds. Mm. It's really no longer a musical event. I think after about 20,000, it's, you know, it's much more than music, or much less than music, depending on how good or bad the band is. But all these people that are here have traveled from Scotland and Wales and the north of England. I wish we were playing Scotland, actually. We tried to, but
yeah. They
couldn't get it together for us, our management and agent. But they're all coming. They've seen us before. They know the group. And so, really, you two are only a small part of this, the feeling that's going to be at this concert. And it's just a feeling of, you know, we started off 5 years ago in a car park, and here we are in a field, you know?
See, I mean, I'm talking as a fan here for a moment, because, I mean, I think what makes you two special is you try and make it more than just a rock and roll band playing on stage. What do you try to achieve in a live show, like the one you're setting off for in just a couple of minutes' time, you know?
To finish the show still standing up.
That's a good start, yeah.
I think that helps. No, I don't know what we try. We just try to be who we are. You know, we know who we are. We're just four people from Dublin City in Ireland, and we're not frightened of who we are, when it seems a lot of our contemporaries are maybe frightened of who they are, and so they invent various alter egos and portray them on stage, whereas we just try to portray ourselves. And I think the audience can see that and respond to that. We've got a lot of great groups playing with us, mind you, today.
That's right. It's a great lineup, isn't it?
We've got REM are on just before us. They're one of my favorite groups.
They're a great band.
From Georgia. Pardon?
They're a great band, absolutely.
Yeah, they're amazing. And really pleased that they're here. Going down for that with Spirit of Destiny. And I'm really excited about them. We've also got the Ramones. And the Ramones mean a lot to me because of the Ramones, we became a group.
Yeah.
And because we thought if they could do it, we could do it, kind of thing. They only had three chords, we only had two. And we also have a new act from London called the Faith Brothers.
Yeah.
And Well, you know.
I tell you the truth, actually, we're going to talk to them a little bit later on. Hopefully when they're off stage, I think.
Well, we have a lot of faith in them.
Great. It's quite unusual for you to be on Radio 1, Bon. I must say this. It's been a while since you came in to see us. And you've tended, I think, to stay pretty much to yourself, I think, over this last year or so, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't really like... I was going to say I don't really like Radio 1,
oh.
But that would be wrong.
Oh.
I don't mean I don't really like Radio 1. I don't feel that I don't really like speaking on the radio, on Radio 1 or any radio station, because I don't think I'm very good at it, one. And and two, I think there are a lot of people much better at it, and they're just, you know, the type of people that, you know, they should be talking to. But I wanted to talk to you today, one, because I know you're a fan, and two, because there's a lot of people in the northern cities and in Scotland and Wales that maybe, you know, aren't coming to the concert because it's sold out so fast, and I wanted to say to them that we did want to play there, and it did go wrong, and I wish it hadn't gone wrong. I wish we were playing Scotland or further up north as well as down here.
Because I think, in fact, this is the only English show you're doing this year, isn't it?
It is.
Is it right to say that? I mean,
that is true.
So a bit of a sabbatical after this, or what?
Well, actually, we just want to write some more songs.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that, you know, that when it's all said and done, you know, and all the razzmatazz and, you know, the showbiz side of thing is over. Well, ultimately, we're just, you know, singing songs that people hear on the radio, and that's something I am getting interested in. Is, you know, and I am grateful for the fact that people are playing our records on the radio. And I know that The Unforgettable Fire got a lot of play on Radio 1, which surprises me, but it excites me at the same time.
That's a good record.
Thank you.
That's all there is to it, I think, you know.
Thank you.
The one thing that perhaps you ought to worry about, I don't know if you do as well, I mean, quite obviously, you feel you can say more in a song than you can in an interview. But quite clearly, people tend to consider you, Bono, now more than just a singer in a rock and roll band, don't they? Does that scare you sometimes?
Well, shucks.
No, honestly, though, I mean, you must be aware of it.
I don't think it's me, really. I don't think it's me or the group. I think it's just that you two stand for something more than, I think, just music. I think it's... I don't know what it is that we stand for, but I know that, say, in the 60s, music meant a lot to people. And in the 70s, people went off it a bit, you know, didn't take it too seriously or themselves very seriously, but... The 80s, you know, there's a lot of people unemployed. It's a depressed time for a lot of people. And music now means a lot to people again. And I think the fact that the people know it means a lot to us counts. And so I just feel that over the next few years, you're going to see a lot of groups that stand for, if you like, much more than music, in inverted commas, you know?
Yeah, I'd hate to see you give it up. I mean, you won't, will you?
Well, thank you. I don't want to give it up. I whenever I say, you know, about standing up for something, I always feel like a bit of a burk, you know, afterwards. Because, you know, we're not saying that we're, you know, anything special in the sense of, you know, we're politicians or preachers or anything like that. Because that's all bullshit. But what we are is, I think what we have is something unique. And I don't know what it is, but I feel it is unique.
All right. Well, a good night today. Have a good time out there as well, eh?
Well, look, thank you very much for that.
And I hope it goes well. Maybe we'll see you sometime in the future. Good luck with the new album as well.
Thank you.
And we'll play something from this one now. This is one of the live tracks from the new collection, not really an album. It's called Wide Awake in America, the whole thing. This one's a sort of homecoming. Thank you, Bono.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Don't forget your tape recorders.
Yes, I still think there's something very special. That's U2, a sort of homecoming, a brand new song from them, a live song. And before that, Bono on the telephone, just as he's about to shoot off and do that show at Milton Keynes.